Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com. Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host Monet Kelso. We're here tonight in the middle of February. You know, spring isn't that far away. So, but there's still some flu going around. Tom, are you with us?
I am, and it's great to be here. Monet, how are you?
Welcome. It's always a pleasure and a privilege. Ladies and gentlemen, if only you could grasp what God has gifted this man with, this amazing technology. And you know what? We're here tonight to help you grasp it. But we've got some other news too, because what we want to do is we want to acquaint you with this technological breakthrough that Tom made based on the work of Nikola Tesla after 25 years of research. So what we like to do is open it up, give an overview for new listeners so they understand what we're talking about. Those of you who are regular listeners, we have some great testimonies tonight. So hang tight with us and we'll just give a brief overview. Tom, so with the flu season still going, tell the people how your technology can change their flu season.
Well, many people that I'm treating with Scalar Energy have told me that they either have an absence of any type of cold or flu, or if they have caught the flu, we've caught it in time with these Scalar Energy treatments, and that we've been able to treat out the flu bug, if you will, the influenza virus, or other pathogens that are responsible for cold and strep throat. And in so doing, people don't feel the full effect of the flu and the cold. So in a nutshell, Scalar Energy will, again, serve to break apart germs. And in so doing, people who are susceptible to colds and flus, this is their insurance, so to speak. This is their guarantee that they will not feel the full ravages of the flu season.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the technology that Tom developed after 25 years of research broadcasts this energy directly to you, wherever you are, just like a radio station broadcasts their program to your radio right in your house. It's just exactly the same, except instead of singing a song on your radio, Scalar Energy sings the song of perfect intelligence to your body at the atomic level. Tom, let's expand on that. That's why pathogens get broken apart, right?
That's exactly right. We can pinpoint, we can identify and pinpoint a germ of, let's say, streptococcus, and then we can send the energy necessary to break apart that bacterium. So this is quite scientific. It allows us, by way of light, to identify the germ and then break apart to disassemble that germ. There's nothing left to chance here. Why? Because we're working with energy, and energy is objective. It's not subjective. So we have in our hands, if you will, the means to eradicate any germ. Imagine what that means to mankind.
And what's really great also, Tom, is that there's never been any reports of negative side effects ever.
That's correct. Why? Because we are working with Scalar Energy, which is source energy. It's a direct emanation from God the Father. It comes from the Creator. And as such, as a direct expression from the Godhead, it's pure energy. It's without any type of consequence, negative consequence. It does not leave a footprint. There is no pollution. It's pure divine energy.
And isn't it true that this divine energy also is used and broadcast from your technology to help assemble nutrients in the body and recharge the body's energy centers as well?
Yes, that's what we have observed. scalar energy is so versatile, and it really is the animating force behind all activity, including cellular activity. When I'm working with scalar energy, I realize that I'm essentially potentiating each cell in the human body. I am, if you will, giving a surge of energy to each cell, and as such, we are now at a higher level of operation. Scalar energy, again, as the animating principle of the universe, also serves to animate our cellular structure.
Well, you know, I was thinking, Tom, if we look back on the history of inventions, and we start with fire, you know, your basic candle, and then came, you know, which everyone believes was a divine dispensation, and then we go a little bit faster to the gas lanterns or to the oil lanterns, and then further then to Edison, and all of these are this is all light being given to humanity divinely. And so Thomas Edison, and actually every step of the way, it involved people, you know, working on things, but hearing and getting information and experimenting. And then Edison was able to actually take the light. I know there were people that thought it was like voodoo, just like when you would go to a remote tribe with a camera or a lighter or things like that, and it would freak them out because they felt that fire was sacred. Well, it was a sacred gift to creation. So was light through Edison. And now here we are in this age of information and advancement, technological superiority of any other age. And of course, scalar energy really is the next logical step in that process. Don't you think so, Tom?
Of course it is. Of course it is. This is the advance that everybody has been waiting for. Scalar energy is the coup de grace. Scalar energy is really the crowning jewel for mankind. We are waiting for this incredible energy to, in many ways, to replace the existing obsolete technologies that I see today. Scalar energy is simply going to catapult the human race forward. And that day is coming very quickly.
Well, you know, it's really not that hard to understand when you see how just the moon influences the tides, and our bodies are what, 80%, 70%, 80% water?
Correct.
So the electromagnetic and gravitational pull and all of the different energies that perhaps we don't even know how to measure of the moon are affecting the tides in our body. And everyone knows about how crazy people get around the full moon. Well, those are people that are more sensitive to those electromagnetic changes. Well, scalar is even a step above electromagnetic, isn't it, Tom?
Of course it is. Why do we say that? Scalar energy is the initial energy of the universe. Now, scalar energy per se is perfect energy. It is, again, a direct expression from the Creator. Well, from there, we have a degradation of scalar energy, a conversion of scalar energy into electricity and magnetism. And I much prefer to work with scalar energy. Obviously, once again, it's perfect. It's a direct expression from God, whereas electricity is imperfect, and it has inbuilt in it resistance as well as decay and subsequently its death. So if we look at it from that standpoint, scalar energy is perfect divine energy that does not experience any degradation whatsoever. This is the energy of the future, and soon mankind will realize that.
Well, it's not only the energy of the future, Tom. I think it's really the energy of the Garden of Eden, because something that does not suffer entropy
right.
has got to be divine in origin.
Exactly. And what do we mean by that? Entropy is a term in physics that we attribute to energy that will experience a weakness, some type of degradation or some types of resistance. Well, that's not the case with scalar energy. Scalar energy never has any weakness in its signal. Scalar energy is eternal. There is no degradation in its signal. It's a perfect energy. It is a perpetual energy. And as such, it does not ever experience any type of weakness, any type of entropy. Hence, it really alludes to perpetual life. And that's initially where we were at in the Garden of Eden. We had this sense of perpetual life. And it was all made possible because we had the gift of scalar energy. Scalar energy gave us this perpetual life.
And so now I imagine, you know, people were thinking, how did Edison bring the light out of the wire? Much like people might be thinking right now, how could you get this divine energy and broadcast it with the technology? But if you're familiar with the work of Nikola Tesla, he was able to pull energy out of thin air. I urge everybody to Google Nikola Tesla. It's going to blow your mind that in the 1800s, he was transmitting energy wirelessly through the upper atmosphere. Yes, this is really true. So is right. It so far out that 200 years later, that now we can broadcast this energy in its perfect order and coherence and intelligence? We're at right to you wherever you are. You can be at work. You don't have to go to an office for appointment. You don't have to find a sitter for the kids. Everybody, you don't have to bring the kids in. Everybody can be treated at home. The pets can be treated. And we're getting amazing results, Tom. The testimonies just keep pouring in. And actually, we have on the line right now, we have one of your clients, Ron. Ron, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
So, Ron, Tom tells me you have a really amazing story. Please. We're just excited to hear it.
I'm the spiritual advisor at Overland Sheepskin, which is a retail business that sells high-end outerwear, and we have 16 stores around the country, most of them located west of the Mississippi, and our corporate office is here in Fairfield, Iowa, where I am. And we have about 120 employees plus their families. And several months ago, I was in a meeting, and our CEO and president was talking about how he wanted to help his employees be more healthy. So in my position, I started doing research, and I actually spent several months researching cutting-edge healing modalities. And what I ended up coming up with was the scalar energy healing. Looked like was the right thing to give us for us to give it a try. So we started a test program, and we put 15 people on them. And then shortly after that, we added another 15 people. And we've got 32 people on the program right now. We started that test August 1st of this past year. And one of the family members of one of our employees is a Vietnam veteran. And he was an artilleryman in Vietnam. And he was exposed to Agent Orange. And he got out of the Army and resumed his life as a mathematician. But about 10 years ago, he started getting sick and continued to deteriorate continually over the next 7 years. And by 3 years ago, he was basically what we call a vegetable. Skin and bones. His hair had turned totally white. His skin was ashen white. He had stopped talking. Any communication was just a grunt. And he showed no interest in anything except cigarettes. He was still smoking, and he smoked a pack a day.
Wow.
And my understanding is from his wife that he could barely get the cigarette up to his lips and do it, but he was still doing it. It was that bad a situation. So, so Judy has talked to our sales manager many times in tears, and she said she was just wrenchingly watch him die, and she was just basically taking care of him. And at the same time, she was managing one of our stores, and I don't know
wow.
how anybody could do all of that.
Oh,
so I talked
man.
To Judy this past Tuesday, and she spent a half hour telling me his improvements over the past six plus months is probably a better, I think it's about 6.5 months now. And here are some of the points that I can remember. I jotted them down afterwards, and I didn't get them all. And I haven't had a chance to talk to her again and fill this in. But there's enough here to give you an idea. This was absolutely amazing. Keep in mind now, he hadn't talked in 3 years. On the first day of his Scalar's treatment, he started talking. It totally shocked his wife. And within a week, he was talking about writing a mathematics paper.
Wow.
And in the third week of his treatment, he sat down with his grandson and helped him prepare a syllabus for his geometry class. Okay?
Wow.
Now, in the meantime, so other things that have happened, his normal hair color is coming back, and the color of his skin is coming back. And all of the numerous oxygen tanks are gone from their home. He has completely stopped smoking. In fact, she told me he stopped, like, since he'd been on the Scalar. He just, one day he stopped. And you know, it wasn't like he had to work to get rid of her. He just stopped one day. He was, with the VA, he was on 6 medications, and he's now down to only 1, which is a diabetic medication, but he's off insulin.
Wow. At
his last VA visit, he had gained 13 pounds.
Now listen
to this. Here's a guy who had totally lost interest in life, okay? On the way home from the VA, he asked his wife to stop at the hardware store, and he bought a table saw for some projects he wants to do this summer.
Oh, praise y'all. This is incredible.
So anyway, we've seen a lot of real gratifying improvements with the various people that we've got, but this one really stands out.
Well, Ron, let me just interrupt you for a moment.
Sure.
What a smart employer.
Oh,
you want to reduce costs? You want to reduce costs?
Well, of course he wants to reduce. But I'll tell you, his heart, his compassion was there. It wasn't just the money. The money was going to be a side benefit. We're feeling so happy about what we're doing. I'll give you another example. We've got about 30 people on it. A couple of people are actually not employees. And we're watching very closely. And all of the people that have been on this program are not getting sick. And all around them, everybody's getting the flu.
Uh-huh. Wow, what a perfect study group. Well, what I was about to say, Ron, is for other people I want to work at your company. You guys caring about your people. What a brilliant celebration of the value of human resources, something so many companies don't understand. But not only is it, does it going to warm your heart to see lives changed, completely transformed, like this guy. But
absolutely.
Also, it's going to save your employees money on their health care costs.
Absolutely.
And it's going to save your company money on your health care costs for your employees. It's a win-win-win all the way around.
Yes, and I suspect, and this is just a suspicion, Tom has never said this, but I expect that this will enhance help them live longer.
Oh, and they're going to think more clearly. Everyone talks about that goes on
it. Absolutely.
More creativity, more vivid dreams. People talk about, what's it called when you're dreaming while you're awake? Lucid dreaming.
Right.
And so that's just going to help with the creative process and creative problem solving. What a wonderful investment in your people you've made. Tell us some more stories.
Well, we have a lady who manages our store in Colorado, Steamboat Springs, and she went into the hospital to have some testing done, and they ran something down her throat into her stomach, and apparently they nicked her, and she got infected. And then they did surgery, and that didn't work. She got sicker. They did 3 surgeries. And by the time I found out what was going on, she was just about dead, absolutely. And she was on their way, okay? And I actually found out on a Saturday evening. And so I put in, fortunately somebody had a picture of her. In this particular case, and I know Tom says you should get permission, we did not get permission. We didn't have time to get permission for this lady and probably couldn't have, you know. And so somebody had a picture of her, and I submitted that on Saturday night, and there was nobody to process it on Sunday, but it got processed on Monday. And she had her first session probably out there at maybe 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And amazingly, that day she started getting better, and she was out of the hospital in no time. And I talked to her today, Tom was looking for somebody else to give a testimonial, and I called her to see if she would give a testimonial. And she said that her recovery was supposed to take 4 months. And she's so far ahead of schedule that the nurses and the doctors and everybody say they've never seen anything like it. She's back to work.
Wow. And yeah. She was on death's door, multiple surgeries,
was.
Infection yeah. in her esophagus.
This infection, I think, was in her stomach. I don't think
oh, they nicked her stomach.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I believe that was it. I never heard anything said about the esophagus. I think it was...
Okay.
Now, I suspect that she had picked up one of those bugs in the meantime, you know, in the hospital, that they don't have a cure for. And they were just trying everything, and nothing was working, you know.
That's well, that is what happens. And what they're not telling anybody is everyone's familiar with MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. But now they have what's known as VRSA. That's vancomycin-resistant Staph aureus. That means there's nothing left. Vancomycin is such a strong antibiotic. It's as strong as chemotherapy. It can make you go blind and deaf. You can lose your liver and your kidneys, even before you've completed treatment. And now there is a Staph aureus that is even resistant to this antibiotic. Now, I did just read recently that they've discovered a new class of antibiotics, but it takes a long time to bring these things to market, and we certainly don't want them brought to market before there's any testing. And when we've got this scalar energy...
We don't need any of that stuff.
Well, there might be a time for anything under the sun, but in the meantime, we're hearing you saying that your people that were on scalar, they didn't get the flu. Tell us some more stories, Ron.
One of our sales manager actually had a heart attack two, 3 years ago, and he was on a medication. They put a stent in. He actually died on the table, and they brought him back to life, and they put a stent in, and he was on a number of medications. And within 2 weeks, and he was in the first group, within 2 weeks he had been able to cut that medication in half without any ill effects. And actually, there's another person who's had a very similar thing. He had high blood pressure, and they had given him some thinning stuff and some high blood pressure medicine. He was also able to cut his... here's a really great story, if you have time.
Yes, sure. Please. No, yeah. Ron, this is awesome.
Okay. There's a lady... who is our inventory manager, and she's a lovely lady, brilliant. To give you an idea, we have 4,000 different items in 16 different stores, you know,
and wow.
Considering all the different colors and sizes and all the different stuff. And she has to keep track of all that on a daily basis, basically. I mean, you know, the systems and everything. And that tells you, you know, what you need to reorder, and it tells you what you don't want to reorder because it isn't selling, and so on and so forth. And she does just a beautiful job. She's just a beautiful person. The light just flows out of her, you know. And she came into my office, and she was in tears because her and her husband were getting a divorce. And he had moved out of the house, but he was harassing her. And she said it was affecting her ability to do her job and so on and so forth. And this happened to be on a Friday afternoon. And I said, well, let's put you on the scalar energy. And she jumped at it. You know, some people, I talk to them and, you know, they just sort of shake their head. But she jumped on it. And I was able to put her picture in on Friday afternoon, so she actually started treatment on Saturday morning. I talked to her when she came in on Monday, and she said, this is amazing. She said, this divorce, which was tearing me apart, is now like any other business transaction.
Wow.
That's got to be the chakra balancing, right, Tom?
Exactly, exactly. We've seen that in so many people. Scalar energy produces for so many people a state of tranquility, a state in which they're able to pragmatically look at the world and not experience emotional trauma. They're able to cope, so to speak, with whatever situation that is facing them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And how valuable is that in our high-stress society right now? Plus, and the emotions
You know what happens as a result of that calming down? That allows the crown chakra to open.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and it stops the adrenal glands from exhausting themselves.
Right.
It stops the immune system from working so hard, and everything improves because that adrenal overload where people are like, oh, God, I have to, high stress, that creates a hormone known as cortisol, which will blow the pituitary right out. That's where Cushing syndrome comes from and a lot of menopausal symptoms and stuff like that. So when you've got the scalar energy, bringing harmony, balance, order to the body at the atomic level. All it modulates. If the system, if your hormones are low, it will boost the body's ability to raise that hormone. If the hormone is too high, it will boost the body's ability to regulate that hormone. It really brings the body back into its original divine design because it is the divine energy.
Yeah. Yep. You got it.
And so, Ron, do you have any other stories? I'm still so blown away that there is an amazing company. Please tell us the name of your company again.
Overland Sheepskin.
Overland Sheepskin.
Yeah, we have a beautiful website. A lot of people order by, and our products are just what the people in charge of this company are so invested in making sure that they have the best products possible and that, that they're things that they're like. The return policy that a lot of companies have, that they'll take back anything. Mm-hmm. We recently took back a coat that somebody had bought 10 years earlier just because they wanted to return it.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you a story about myself, if I may.
Yes,
I actually went on this for a month myself before I even presented it to the people who I wanted to experience it myself. And I'll be 82 this month, so I was 81 and a half. And within 2 weeks, I felt like I was about in my 30s.
You sound like you're in your 30s, Ron.
I know.
Oh, I am blown away. You said 80. I was like, wait a minute. Are my headphones on correctly? Wow.
No, not 80, 82. But anyway, another thing that's really interesting, I noticed that the people who get on this in around 2 weeks, they get a glow about them. And at this particular point, if I didn't know who was on this, I could walk around here and tell you who is and who isn't because of the glow that comes from the people that are on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you hearing that? You can see the difference from these treatments. What have you got to lose to give them a try? Just go to selfhealgo, selfhealgo.com, and try it for yourself. When was the last time you were glowing? I mean, really? And how about peace of mind? How about dealing with the flu? I mean, and we're just skimming the surface of what this does. Did you have anybody, Ron, on the program that was hoping to take a couple inches off?
I don't know that has happened. It hasn't come to my attention if it has happened. However, I would say I'm not heavy. I weigh probably 135 or something like that when I got on this. But I have noticed that I did have a little belly, and that is actually smaller now that you mention it.
Absolutely. And then
not that I had a whole lot to lose, but.
But still, it just, everything starts to improve. But also, right. So you know, Tom has a fat metabolism program for people that do want to lose weight, that really, even though the scaler helps do that, you know, it, that's more gradual, the regular standard treatment. But when you add the fat metabolism on top, people that really want to make headway start making amazing headway without changing one thing in their lifestyle. But what they do notice, and this is one of the greatest things ever, is they stop craving the things that aren't good for them.
Oh, absolutely. That was my experience. I've craved sugar all my life, and now I don't.
Wow.
I've heard that from so many people, Ron.
Yeah.
This cuts across so many, it cross-references so many different people from different locations, different occupations in life. So there is a currency to what you just said.
Yeah.
Scalar energy treatments seem to mitigate the need, the want for sugar, for alcohol, even for junk food. Many people that I've spoken to have told me that they've been able to, in many ways, to reduce their sugar intake, their caffeine intake. They no longer have the need or the desire to smoke cigarettes or to drink a great deal of alcohol.
Yeah.
All of this is incredible. This is the divine intelligence about scalar energy. It's obviously not me. It's a divine energy. It carries intelligence with it, and it corrects so many things in the psyche, so many things in the body.
Well, isn't it? Doesn't that just confirm that junk food, sugar, and all that stuff really is not in harmony with the original divine design? Because when you start getting that harmony in, all of a sudden you don't want them.
Yeah. And, you know, Tom often says that he doesn't recommend people stop taking supplements and that sort of thing, but I'm going to argue with him and say that I've been able to, and I've taken supplements for years, lots of supplements, and I've given all of them up. I don't need them. And the thing is that before, like, for instance, iron and kelp and things like that, if I would stop taking them, because I really didn't want to take that stuff, and every once in a while I'd give one of them up, and within a week or two I could tell the difference. This time, there's just no problem, and I've been off of those now for months.
Well, what we found, you know, what a lot of people don't realize, Ron, is supplements are just like drugs. They're refined substances with all of the cofactors and co-nutrients removed that our creator put in there so the body could assimilate and benefit. Very low absorption rate. Most of the minerals in a supplement are made with acetone on rocks, literally putting acetone onto rocks. Believe me, the body was never designed to have anything like that. Those actually, what ends up happening on the long term with artificial vitamins, which are any vitamin because it's a refined substance, is it also creates micro deficiencies because it's missing those cofactors. The body still needs those cofactors to process the nutrients. So it will pull those nutrients out of the bones, out of the tissue, out of your other food. And so you end up actually getting deficiencies. And much like drugs, where you trade one set of symptoms for another, it's just with vitamins, you don't realize it because it's a lot more gradual. But that's why people that are on the supplement train keep going around and around and around until they're taking 50 pills a day. But really what Creator gave us is Creator gave us superfoods. And what we've seen, Ron, is that people that are taking superfoods, that are really intaking high nutrition while they're doing the scalar, it goes even faster and it's even more incredible.
Yeah. I that makes perfect sense. Oh, I do want to share one more thing with you. You know, Tom kind of, I don't think Tom tells us everything that he understands about this. Is that true, Tom?
That's true, because it's. I have to take this piecemeal. It's so incredible what I've learned, Ron, to be blunt.
I believe that. Now, I suspected for some time now that this is so much more than disassembling pathogens and adding nutrients. What I've seen indicates that it's a very, very subtle level of actually raising consciousness. And I met a lady here just recently, and she got sick. I talked to her on Thursday night. Wednesday night she was getting sick, and I talked to her on Thursday, and she hadn't gone to work, and I was reluctant to say anything to her because I just met her. But then I found out that she has a compromised immune system. Her immune system is destroying her pancreas. So I thought, I really have to tell her about this. And so I told her about it on Friday, and she jumped on it. She was not able to sign up herself because she didn't have a computer at home. She tried to sign up on her cell phone. So she gave me her credit information and everything, and I signed her up on Friday afternoon. And so her picture was in on Friday evening, and she got her first treatment on Saturday morning. And I had actually suggested to her, because consciousness intention is so powerful, I said, you could probably start feeling the results of this even before the treatment. And I got an email from her on Saturday, and she said she started feeling it coming when she was going to bed at night. And then she woke up at about 1 o'clock in the morning wondering if it was started yet. And she was laying there with her eyes closed, and all of the sudden she said, and she described it, she said it was like if you were living in a cave where there was no light and then somebody took you out into the sunlight. She said the light was so bright, it just came. And she said her experience was she thought she was just going to go into it and be it forever. And then what happened was she started to see what was going on in her physiology. And her sinuses all cleared up and everything. And I got an email from her on Saturday, and she said she was healthy again.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was a fast one.
Beautiful. The cause and effect behind that is this. This is what I have observed with autoimmune disorders. That's a miscommunication in the body. And autoimmune disorders, when the body attacks itself. Now, there's various triggers, there's various reasons. But what does scalar energy do? Well, remember, scalar energy is intelligence. This energy is infinitely intelligent. And when we download scalar energy into the human psyche, the human body, we're downloading intelligence. And that intelligence corrects this miscommunication. So the body no longer attacks itself. And the body is now at ease. The body is this singular, coherent entity, if you will. So scalar energy stops the attack.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wanted to point that out because in addition to that, that light that she was seeing, that's really a high consciousness experience, you know.
Yeah. Sure it is.
Well, yes, the divine energy is super conscious energy, and that's right. What it's difficult to understand, but you know, you can almost imagine like a Hollywood special effects thing where you have a lot of particles in disorder, a lot of chaos, and then the energy comes and it just brings it back into perfect beauty, perfect order, perfect alignment, just like instruments out of tune at a symphony, and all right. of a sudden the instruments are all put back into tune, and then the beautiful music comes, and that's really what it's like. It's the music that the body wants to hear to restore its own function. Because the things that...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I like to say that in Ayurveda, you know, they talk in Ayurveda about taking herbs and that sort of thing. And the way they explain it is that those herbs, because of their frequencies, they help the body, they help the cells remember what they're supposed to do. So I say this is reminding the cells of what they need to do.
And a lot of people think, well, why would the cells need to be reminded? Because everything that we're exposed to in our modern lives right. is causing them to forget. It's blocking their communication. It's blocking their function. It's closing the cell walls so they're not respirating. That's why they have to be reminded. That's why they need this information field, this coherent information field, to help wake back up the information in the DNA, which, by the way, is a broadcast and receiver system that communicates with photons, and that's what the latest research shows. So, Ron, you have been a delight, and we are so thrilled to meet you and to hear your story and to hear about everyone in your company and this amazing company that is taking such beautiful care of its people. What an inspirational time this has been. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Ron. Thank you for the input.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank
you. We're going to check back in with you in a couple months.
Boy, what incredible stories.
Oh, it's so beautiful, so beautiful. So many aspects of that story were so beautiful and so perfect. I have an article here, Tom, that could offer some hope for people. You know, sometimes, like you were saying, with autoimmune, there's many different triggers. And every day they're learning new things about conditions. And I have here from the PubMed, U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health, a recent study shows that the Epstein-Barr virus is the cause of multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. Recent findings, Epstein-Barr virus is more common in MS patients than in the control group. A history of infectious mononucleosis and a high baseline EBV antibody titers are risk factors for MS. So here, MS has been kind of this mystery disease, but right now they've just linked it to a germ that can be deconstructed at the atomic level by scalar energy. Okay. So if any of you have people that you know that are suffering from MS, honestly, wouldn't it be worth a try for them? And guess what? We have on line three right now, Maya is with us tonight to tell us her story with scalar energy. Welcome, Maya.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hi, Maya.
Hi. How are you?
Very well. Good day.
Okay, that's great.
So, Maya, how long have you been on the scalar treatments?
You know, I was trying to remember. I think it'll be about 3 years this coming April.
Ooh,
and on and
yay.
Off, a little on and off. But I can feel it when I'm not on it. So when I first started with the scalar energy treatments, I within 3 days my skin cleared up because I've had eczema lifelong. And I also got over my chronic fatigue. So I have to thank Tom for doing this because it gave me my life back.
Oh, chronic fatigue is devastating. You just don't even have the energy to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, chronic fatigue is caused by this virus that I just read this report. The Epstein-Barr virus is the cause of the chronic fatigue syndrome.
Could very well be.
And so that was in 3 days, a lifetime of eczema cleared up in 3 days, Maya?
Right. And I still have patches, but it's just so much better. Not all over my, you know. So I whatever causes eczema, too, I mean, it must be some kind of bacteria or fungus or something. Or, you know, maybe candida. So, I mean, it was systemic.
Yes, there's a lot of different theories out there about eczema. But definitely pathogens play a factor. And obviously you're living proof. And what other, how about your energy, your sleep, your outlook on life, things like that? What else did you notice, Maya?
Oh, well, obviously if you have enough energy to do stuff, you're much happier. I'm much happier. So I have to say.
Is it just because you can do stuff or is it just because there's kind of like an abiding sense of well-being as well?
Yeah, there's a sense of well-being. Like, first I felt euphoric. I felt euphoric when I first started getting the treatments.
Oh, that is neat.
Yeah, that sort of leveled off. So you get used to feeling kind of normal again.
I know it's like yourself. You're back to yourself, really.
Mm-hmm. After a long, long time. And then I didn't have the flu or cold for 2 years. So that's amazing.
Was that unusual for you? Did you usually get the flu every year?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wow.
And
now 2 years.
Really, when you can say you can go 2 years and you're on scalar energy treatments and you have no detectable cold, bronchitis, flu-like condition for over 2 years, that's quite amazing, especially for some people per se that who've had this problem throughout their lives.
That's right. I was very susceptible all the time. It seemed like I just succumbed every year. But now I see people all around me being sick, and they just they just are sick. They go to the docs, antibiotics, and, you know, I tell them about scalar energy, but there's very few who really are interested.
They're learning, and they'll see by your example, Maya. That's what it's really going to take. People have to see the benefit. And once people see the benefit that you have derived from the scalar energy treatments, then that will be a wake-up call to them. They have to witness this. Some people have to see it in order to believe it.
Right, or feel it right on their own skin.
Right, exactly.
And then sometimes it's just a matter of just like presenting information. Whenever there's new information, the brain has to go through a whole road mapping, landscaping exercise to begin to adjust to that new information. For instance, I mean, has anybody ever thought why we give little babies blocks with letters and numbers on it when they can't count or read? Well, that's exactly why when I was homeschooling, I did a lot of research in education. And you actually want them to have as much exposure to numbers and letters before they read, because it goes in there and then it's not new information. The brain already has it mapped out. So then the next steps after that are that much easier. So I think scalar energy is such a new concept that the more you talk about it and the more you tell people about your experience, gradually they're going to become more familiarized with it, and then they're going to be able to actually listen. Because the first few times I think we tell people about it, they're sitting there going, what? You know, and it's almost an overwhelm. So we just keep coming back, and then, you know, they're going to stop wanting to be sick and tired. They're going to start getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're going to think, you know what? Maya has been telling me about this scalar energy, and what have I got to lose? I might as well just try it. Maybe I can feel like she is. She hasn't been sick in 2 years. She looks fabulous. You know, I'm going to just try it. So don't be disheartened if after the first couple of passes. I mean, repetition is how we learn. And in the advertising world, they say someone has to hear something 7 times before they actually hear it, which I don't know how accurate that is, but it does, I think, show us that it takes more than once or twice. So we shouldn't get discouraged, because you'll never know, one of those people that's like, oh, that's poppycock, one day may really, really be in a situation. Did you hear any of these stories that were on earlier, Maya, that Ron was telling?
No, I haven't heard anything until you called me just now.
Yeah, they got it for their whole company. I mean, excuse me, for employees in their company. And there were people at death's door, two of them in the hospital, hospitalized, that got brought out by scalar energy. Now back at work, full bore ahead. I mean, it can really make the difference. And last week, we had a beautiful radio announcer and television host, Patricia, who was just feeling the flu coming on, called Tom. He did the treatment. She got on a plane and she just never got it.
Oh,
so that
amazing.
when you're talking about like a mom with kids or someone that works in a hospital setting, anyone that works with the public, the kind of exposure. How about daycare workers? Oh, right. The daycare workers, they go through hell. And so this is something that can completely change their story. So I think we need to be courageous and bold because we love people and we know that it takes repetition and not be discouraged when they don't get it the first couple times. And Maya, I understand you have family members that have also responded really favorably to Scalar.
I was going to mention that my husband lives in Africa and he kept getting malaria over and over again. And then I sent his photo in this to get Scalar Energy. And then he hasn't had malaria since. And if
wow.
he feels it, then it's over within a day. And he used to get very sick, you know, high fever. And it's just feels horrible, apparently, like the worst flu. And then he used to get infections too, and now he doesn't, you know, it just gets a small cold and it's over.
Wow. And how long has he been on it?
I would say 2 years.
2 years. And that's in an, and that's, and he's working in Africa right now.
Yes.
And that's an incredibly hostile environment as far as germs go. So the mm-hmm. fact that he's not getting sick, especially, I don't know where he is in Africa, what region.
In the west side, West Africa, in Gambia.
Okay, right there in the middle of the whole Ebola thing.
Mm-hmm.
With an already compromised immune system from chronic malaria.
Mm-hmm.
That is
amazing. Yeah, luckily there's no Ebola in Gambia right now. Luckily, so keep your fingers crossed. But we need to get Scalar Energy over there.
Tom actually has been doing a lot of charity work in Africa to help with the situation. So, you know, what we want to do is get the word out to the people, let them know. And Tom is more than willing to continue his work there. He's been doing a lot of work and with amazing results. And we can't really talk any further about that. But Maya, please continue to spread the word. So your husband had a great outcome. Is there anyone else in your family that's on the system?
His cousin Booba was getting Scalar Energy for quite a few months, and he was so sick that he couldn't go. He couldn't continue with school, and now he's fine. He's going back to school. We don't know exactly what he had, but he had something. So now he's fine.
Well, Tom, you're now targeting over 50,000 pathogens with the Scalar Pathogen Cleanse.
That's correct, and it grows every day, Monet. And I would say within a short period of time here, we will be targeting over 60,000 species of pathogens. I'm working now with two full-time researchers, and we continue to add germs, pathogens, on a weekly basis. So our goal is to continually improve this process. Hopefully later this year, I'll be able to treat out over 75,000 species of germs. Well, imagine that. That's essentially all the common germs that are known to mankind. And what does that mean? That means we'll be able to eradicate so many diseases, so many bacterial, fungal, viral diseases, all by way of Scalar Energy treatments. It's very promising.
You know, Tom, it's like a dream. It's like a dream to hear these words, and I've seen the effects, and I know it's real, and every week I have the privilege and the honor of hearing these beautiful stories from such grateful people like Maya, who are just, and feel like I do, just feel so thankful that you stuck to it for the 25 years. 25 years is a long time to work on a project, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're so grateful that you stuck with it and that you definitely had divine intervention.
Yes,
for
I did.
Sure.
Sure, I surely and did. So, God's hand has been upon me this entire time.
Mm-hmm, I believe it.
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Go, please.
People have to believe in God to believe in Scalar Energy. It's just energy, but it helps.
Well, you know, even the scripture says that God is spirit. And what does spirit mean? Energy without, mm-hmm. you know, physicality. And so the beauty of it is that we're standing at the future of wellness right now, at the threshold of everything changing for health and wellness for all. And there's so many other possibilities that Scalar Energy presents to the world. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it may sound space age, but that's just because it's so advanced. It may mm-hmm. sound space age, but hey, you turn a microwave oven and an invisible wave cooks your food. Is it so different that a divine energy wave can come and help your body come back into balance? We have week after week, testimony after testimony of people that are glad to call in and tell their story. We've had hopeless cases, hepatitis C for 35 years, herpes for 35 years. They're calling in and saying, we just had our DNA test. There's no trace of the DNA in our bodies. Mm-hmm. This wow. is really great news, ladies and gentlemen. So if you know anyone that's suffering, that's going in the revolving door of the doctor's offices over and over and over again, spending all of their money on toxic, harmful drugs and pharmaceuticals, and have a low quality of life, please tell them about www.selfhealgo, S-E, S as in summer, E-L-F as in future, healgo.com. It could be one of the greatest gifts you could ever give them. And so, Maya, I think one of the reasons, you know, a lot, like you said, your cousin, he did the treatments, he's over it, and he's doing great. But what we're being exposed to right now with just the cell phone towers, actually, they keep putting them in. They keep adding them. We're getting chemtrails. We've got very toxic water. And now we have radioactive fallout from Fukushima. We needed mm-hmm. Scalar now more than ever. It really is just in time. So that's why, even though maybe we've gotten over our big issues because we've done the Scalar, it's like preventative maintenance. It's the best insurance policy ever. And so we are at the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen, and we're so glad that you joined us for this amazing breakthrough in health and wellness. And Maya, thank you so much for coming on and telling us your story.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Maya.
To lose, you know, by getting Scalar Energy. There's absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain. So I appreciate this so, so much.
Thank you, Maya, and thank you, Tom. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Divine Energy Radio Show with your hosts, research scientists Tom Palladino and Monet Kelso. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino.